This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
That's biblical. Everybody, to today's... No, it's Trivia Friday, not today's. This is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with JJ and Ed, and we call this Learning University.
Learning University.
Boy, that was
sorry.
Pathetic.
Yeah, that was not in stereo. We also call this Learning University. So,
quadraphonic. I'm looking for
I just asked a question that I used to ask in my friends in sixth grade. Y'all trying to mess with me?
No, that was, I got tickled thinking about Ed lagging so far behind, and then I did it.
Yeah. They've said that about Ed
in all kinds of contexts. Why is Ed always so far behind?
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Virginia now if you guys are up to
it. I'm ready.
And Deborah is on the line. Deborah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there. Thank you for making my week. I always listen to you, too. You just crack me up.
Well, thank you. We love that kind of enthusiasm.
Thank you. You do, Deborah.
And yes, Deborah, there is a Trivia Friday.
Where do
in
you
Virginia.
Where do you live in Virginia, Deborah?
A little town called Culpeper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, too. Yeah.
Did you say Culpeper?
Culpeper.
Culpeper.
Yes.
Where are you originally from?
New York.
Okay. I knew you were above the Mason-Dixon line.
She
somewhere.
Gave it away,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That was a wicked good.
Well, I've been all over.
Yeah, that was a wicked good way to say it.
This is my final resting place.
This is her final resting
place.
Yeah, that sounded like the end.
Well, we're all approaching the end,
Tim.
Maybe
you have many years to go before you're resting there, Deborah. Yeah.
All right. Deborah, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, today I'm a little nervous about, and I'm not prepared to ask.
All right, what did
like
we say? Deborah, what did we say an hour ago? You needed to do what? Be prepared, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Deborah, I'm going to let you off the hook.
Yeah.
Because you probably got a lot going on.
That's it. She might not have been listening an hour ago.
Yeah. We don't want to shame our listeners.
Not everybody gets the trophy here, guys, on this show. You got to be on your P's and Q's. Well, Deborah, I'm just picking on you. I'm just having a little fun here. If you're not prepared,
and
that's
she said
okay.
That. She
don't
said
take
that.
A test.
She admitted that.
Okay.
We appreciate her honesty.
Right.
All right, which question you want to try to answer then?
Okay. I don't know if this is right. I'd like to answer the one-syllable state.
All right, here's the question.
Drama bills.
In the United States of America, which is the only state to have a one-syllable name? Deborah, I think you got it. What is it?
This is a shot in the dark. I'm going to say Maine.
It is.
Nicely done.
It is Maine.
Good shot in the dark, Deborah.
Great.
Maine. What other states, Deborah, were you considering?
None other. That's was the
it.
First one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
That's
guess.
Right.
That's
yeah.
great.
And if you start in your head, you know, by looking at that picture of the map in your head, you start on that upper right hand corner. You got the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, what's your? Oh, you don't have a question for us, Deborah? Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
And thank you for that enthusiastic opening there. All right, let's go to Mississippi, and Martina is on the line. Martina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
I enjoy your show on Learning University.
Yes.
All the questions I wanted to answer, y'all did them, but I'll try my best.
Where do you live in Mississippi, Martina?
Jackson.
Jackson area. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so you want to answer?
You have a question that you, in particular, you want to answer, and then do you have a question of your own?
Okay, so yes, both.
All right,
hey Martina, you'll need to turn your radio down because we can hear some feedback. There's a little delay there, so if you wouldn't mind turning your radio down, and then tell us which one you want to answer.
The Watchman on the Wall.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question from the Bible. In which book of the Bible do we read the exhortation to be a watchman on the wall?
Well, my original answer was going to be in Nehemiah. But I kind of looked it up because I wasn't sure of myself. And it says it's in Isaiah 62:4 or 62. I'm not sure. So, but my original answer was Nehemiah.
You know what? It may be then in several places, because I've got Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, where he talks about being a watchman on the wall. And if you'll warn people and if they are obedient, it'll be to both of your credit. If you fail to warn them, their blood will be on your head. So I've got Ezekiel 33, but you just may be right that it's in several places.
Well, what story are you citing there, Martina, when you're talking about Isaiah or whatever?
Well, the scriptures, when I looked it up on Google, it said Isaiah 62:4. How long did it
take? Ed, what does Isaiah 62:4 say?
It says 62:4.
Yeah.
It says, no longer will they call you deserted or name or desert or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, for the Lord will take delight in you and your land will be married. Oh, verse 6 says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night.
So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Martina.
Do you have a question for us?
She does.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's in the New Testament. Who the saints are not to argue with one another, but to walk in love and forgiveness. Who are two saints that had a disagreement, but it doesn't really show if they ever came back together?
All right, that's that separation between John Mark and
it was over John Mark.
Oh yeah, Paul and Barnabas.
Paul and Barnabas, and so it doesn't ever say that they came back together for the purpose of ministry.
Right,
that may be what Martina is.
Paul and Barnabas.
There was some.
You kind of read between the lines. You see, there's some reconciliation between Paul and Mark. So that's good.
Yes, because he asked in one of his letters to send John Mark with the parchments.
Right. Like that. So Paul and Barnabas is our answer. How do we do?
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
Well, all right. For ourselves.
Right. Thank you for reading your Bible. Thank you for listening to AFR there in Jackson. And Martina, have yourself a wonderful and safe Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Martina reads her Bible. You can tell that. All right, let's go. What do you say we go to Minnesota, guys?
Let's go to Minnesota.
Minnesota. And Georgia is on the line. Georgia on my line. How's that?
I like it. I like it.
Georgia, forgive me for that bad pun.
So we're talking to Georgia in Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you being born in Houston, Texas, Missouri.
Missouri, yeah.
Welcome to the program, Georgia.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is a hind end, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer any.
Because everybody got the ones that you were confident about.
Yeah.
Well,
and I was all set to answer three of them, but they're all gone.
Do you have a question for us?
We can reset our questions one last time.
Oh, let's do that. Hey, but before we do that, we're going to reset our questions. Georgia, in all seriousness, the nation is watching the news about what happened in Minneapolis at the Catholic Church during Mass, and we're brokenhearted about those two kids that were killed, two young children, those students, and those 18 that were injured. So just know that people are praying for your state as the mourning is taking place, the grieving taking place there.
All right, Georgia, we're going to repeat our questions. So see if you can spot one listening and see if you might want to take a shot at it. So here are my two that I have remaining. Number one, the Hoover Dam sits between what two states? And then second question, how many squares are on a checkerboard? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. What two boxers fought in the famous matchup dubbed the Thrilla in Manila? And here's one you just may know. What river is at the bottom of the Grand Canyon? What river is at the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
Tim?
The question I have left is this. Who is the best-selling American author of all time?
All right, Georgia.
Everybody knows this name. By the way, I was just curious, Georgia, where do you live in Minnesota?
Owatonna.
Okay, is that like by Montevideo, or where is that?
South of Minneapolis.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. I've been to Woodbury. You know where that is?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I went took a boat ride on the St. Croix River between Minnesota and Wisconsin in the fall, and it was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
I bet that was.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah. All right, so Georgia, where were we?
Do you get any of those questions appeal to you, Georgia?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I could answer any of them.
All right. Would you have a question for us?
Well, I have a little jingle.
Okay.
I have three jingles, actually. So you will have to finish it, okay?
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
We'll give it a shot.
You can looky, 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 but you'll never find a...
You can looky, looky, looky.
Never find a cookie?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Is this from an old commercial?
Correct.
All right, so there's more to this?
I don't know.
I'm not as old as I thought I was.
Find evidently. A cookie. Huh. Can you kind of start us off on the next one? Otherwise, I think we may be done.
Cookie. Yeah.
Looky, looky, looky.
With a...
plain hooky, hooky, hooky. And finish eating your Nabisco cookie, cookie, cookie.
You rookie, rookie, rookie.
We don't know the answer. What's the answer?
I think this is during your time. Unless you guys are older than me.
Well,
I'm the whippersnap here in this room.
During my time, as you put it, I wasn't always paying attention.
That's right. We didn't listen to the commercial closely when we were in the playpen. Hey, go ahead and finish it for us.
You can looky, 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 but you'll never find a cookie with a better butter batter than Salerno. Salerno butter cookie.
You know, that may have been something in Minnesota.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And I've never heard of Salerno cookies. That might have been a regional snack.
But that was a fun little ditty.
Maybe it's in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great Labor Day weekend, Georgia. Yeah, a lot of regional things people think, everybody knows about this, but it may just be a product.
Looky, looky, looky.
Where you are.
Well, like Dunkin' Donuts, they were a New England company. But then they went national, but for most of my life, nobody had ever heard of them.
Our town where I grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky, 50,000 people, we would have all these products, and then we'd talk to our cousins in California or even in Indiana, and they'd say, what are you even talking about? When Pringles came in the tube can, they hadn't heard of it. Then a big article came out that Owensboro was one of a handful of companies that they would roll out a product and they would test it to see
how,
kind of like this. So, well, if it plays in Peoria, then you know that it can play across the country. And we were one of the ones, and we'd get these test products. And
like
they would,
months in advance?
Months
or
even a year.
If Owensboro will eat it, anybody will.
If Mikey will eat it, if nobody else. And we would talk to our cousins, and they'd say, we don't even know what you're talking about. They never had heard of Pringles, and we'd been eating them for like a year. They said, no, it comes in a tube can. You think you're talking to somebody from Mars. Yeah. They go, they're just,
like,
what?
A tube? Y'all are like the test tube for America right there, huh? Well, you wonder why people walk funny in Owensboro.
I like to think we were average, we were down to earth, and here you're talking about test, being
guinea pigs. Test crash dummies.
I was raised in a laboratory.
Y'all were rat labs. The rat labs of America. What's these people?
And then there were some companies that went, oops. Well, we can't roll that out nationwide.
I was feeling pretty good about myself. Now I feel like I need a shirt. I'm from Owensboro. I'm one of the other rat lats. Wow, Tim.
I'm from Owensboro. Try it out on me.
I'm going to say it for the millionth time. I should be getting hazard pay. I leave this control room and my jaws are hurting. What good ribs I've got left. They're aching.
All right. All right. We're going to That's a funny take on it.
What I was telling you.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of going back to her regional product. A lot of people, you know, they just have something regional.
Well, listen, we know it was a true story. We believe you. That's what makes it funny.
Oh, my word.
What Tim said. Oh, all right. Let's go to Texas. And Donna is on the line. I want to compliment our lady listeners. When I challenged them at the beginning, they have come through. Donna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Esteemed professors.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
You have been listening.
Where do you live, Donna?
I'm in Conroe, Texas, right next to Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's with the tiramisu.
Yes.
You are right there on near beautiful Lake Conroe.
And you know, I've never been, well, I have been to the lake, yeah. Anyway.
But not often, it sounds like.
No. I've only been here since 2019. I got here as soon as I could.
So Donna, do you listen to 88.3?
I do.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep, that's our second most listened to station.
Really?
Wow.
In my radio, in my car, absolutely.
Yeah, 88.3, Conroe.
Dare anybody to change it.
Donna, said that, please continue to tell your friends. And those of you listening, you know this is true for laundry detergent, a nice restaurant. Word of mouth is one of the best ways you can help people find out about AFR. So please mention us to your church family, your neighbors, you know, when you're at the gym.
Tap all the time.
Oh, thank you. And those of you listening all across the country, we really would appreciate it if you spread the word. Hey, Donna, ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Best-selling author of all time.
Okay, Donna's going to answer this question, and here's the question. Who is the best-selling American author of all time?
Oh, you know what? Well, I've got two choices here, and I'm guessing. And can I say both of them?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say Langston Hughes or Stephen King.
Okay, first of all, Stephen King, the other gentleman, I'm not sure, what did he write?
Hughes. I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, hey, you don't have to get that way about it, Donna. I'm just asking a question here.
Do you want
to be friends or not?
Donna, he's a little bit, he got triggered over dessert questions. Yeah. He's a little sensitive.
I heard him.
He's sensitive.
But he'll never say it again in life.
Okay, right. Donna. So your answer, the first gentleman I wasn't familiar with, the Stephen King, everybody's heard of Stephen King, and he is a massive selling author.
Yeah.
An American.
But he's not.
Far lefty.
But he's not number one.
But no, I'll tell you who's number one.
You give the answer away, and then you'll have time to put out another question.
Let somebody else guess. No, don't do that, Tim. Leave it on the table. Somebody else might.
Okay, well, tell us at the end.
Tell you at the end. That was a good guess, and I will tell you at the end who the best-selling author of. And we like the fact that you guessed, you know, that you guessed based on your knowledge and didn't just look it up in Wikipedia.
Hey, Donna, what's your question for us?
The question is, which animal is the least interesting?
Here's the deal. I can tell you, it ain't going to be the duck-billed platypus. We know that ain't going to be the one.
He's a life of the party or something?
That's about the most interesting.
But the least interesting?
Yeah, this is kind of subjective.
I'm
going to go with
sloth.
I'm going to go with JJ on the sloth.
The sloth?
Yeah. But I don't know. This does seem subjective, but this may be a little bit of a trick question.
It's going to be like a riddle. But see, the sloth, after I watched him playing Pictionary, you know, that just sealed the deal for me.
Yeah. Jay, do you have a guess, Tim?
Nah.
He's already on the golf course. It's Labor Day weekend. Yeah. He's got one foot on the golf course and one foot here in the studio.
He's not even interested in the question.
No, Donna, what's the answer?
Did I sound that way? I didn't mean to sound that way.
Donna, what's the answer?
A boar.
I figured it had to be some battle.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A boar. I like that. I like that.
JJ will steal that one from you.
Yeah, Donna, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we got time for one more call, maybe. Is that it?
Yeah, I think
we
Donna was
give
calling
our
from Texas there.
All right, let's go to Kentucky. I think that's the first time today that we've been to that bluegrass state. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, I appreciate that. And Owensboro is a pretty nice place.
Hey, Jim, thank you for that.
Several times.
Not just a bunch of lab rats that live there. That's why
right.
they selected it, because ordinary, regular, down-home grassroots down-home. People live there.
And not only that, they wear shoes and have indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Now, there are a lot of corncob pipes, and they do have those pointy felt hats. But beyond that, hey, Jim, have you ever gotten to Owensboro to eat any of that barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the best in the world.
Well, hey, your brain's out yeah. with that.
Ask, yeah. answer, or do both, sir.
Let's do both.
Which one you
want
to answer?
I want the Boulder Dam.
All right, Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam sits between what two states, Jim?
Arizona and Nevada.
That is correct.
Way to
good
go.
On you, sir.
Hey, we're running out of time, Jim. What's your question for us?
Real quick, tell me what a woolly booger is.
I've heard of woolly booger my whole life.
All right, that's a okay. I think that's a caterpillar.
Yeah, let's say
one of those hairy
caterpillar.
Nope, it's a fly that you use for fly fishing.
Oh, see, I thought it was that monster that hid under your bed.
A woolly booger.
Yeah.
Let the woolly boogers bite.
I'm afraid the woolly booger is going to come out of my bed, grab me by the ankle.
You gotta watch woolly boogers.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, woolly booger. So it's a fly you put on a fly fishing rod, like bait.
Yeah, it's a wet fly that you use.
That's good.
Where do you get it from?
Well, I guess.
Where you get it from?
The woolly booger store?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry. Are we talking live bait here?
No, I don't think so. No. It's not. I think it's a lure.
It's
just
artificial
a lure.
Bait.
And a lot of people tie them themselves.
Oh, I got you.
Hey, Jim.
I got you.
Go Big Blue.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to AFR there in
fan.
The bluegrass state.
All right. I only have one other question remaining. How many squares on a checkerboard? You guys know?
I have no clue. Tim? Mm-hmm.
64.
64
really? Squares on a checkerboard, 32 for each side.
All right, here's what I've got. You guys are going to know the answer. What two boxers fought in the famous matchup dubbed the Thrilla in Manila?
Frazier Ali.
That's right. Muhammad Ali and Smoking Joe Frazier. Other question, which river, I guess you should say, flows at the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
The Colorado River?
Colorado River. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, we were in suspense over this author. Tell us who.
Okay, so the question I had, which was the mystery question, by the way, that was never
yes,
answered.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and you're not eligible.
No. I didn't know either. Anyway.
That's okay. Who is the best-selling American author of all time?
I'm going to say from New Albany. What was the guy's name? New Albany, Mississippi?
You know I gave you the answer.
John Grisham?
Not John Grisham. What's the other guy?
Hold on a second. You know I gave you the answer an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, but I'm like a goldfish. my attention span is
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the
okay, who is the best-selling American author of all time? Dr. Seuss. His real name was Theodore Geisel. He sold over 500 million books worldwide.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm talking about the Oxford, Mississippi.
William Faulkner.
William Faulkner, yeah. Dr. Seuss is the best-selling
American
author. Yes.
Of all time. I want to say Agatha Christie's is number one worldwide, but I'm not. Maybe that'll be a good question sometime.
Yeah, you write
that
down.
Yeah, that'd be a good follow-up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We hope your college football team wins tonight or tomorrow.
That's right.
And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. We won't be here Monday for Labor Day with the live show. So we'll see you back live on Tuesday.